Welcome back to this Microsoft Virtual Academy course, where we talk about infrastructure deployment and management with the Azure Resource Manager, ARM. In this final chapter, I will talk about role-based access control and what kind of functionality we get with this. Role-based access control is like I explained in the beginning, in the first chapter, a way for you to manage access to the different parts of your Azure infrastructure, so the different resources. So you can give people or groups of people access to different parts of your Azure subscription in a much smarter and more complex and more in a better way than we used to be able to do this. The role-based access control functionality has very much to do with the Azure Active Directory. As you probably know, every Azure subscription is associated with an Azure Active Directory. And this Azure Active Directory is what we use when we set up role-based access control. So we have a couple of different concepts that we need to understand when we talk about role-based access control. We have something that we call a role. And a role is really a collection of actions that can be performed on an Azure resource. So if you have a role that we call reader, for example, the only actions that this role can do is to look at stuff. If you have a role that says that we call owner, well, the actions you can do is all actions. You can do everything. And if you have things that we call contributor, or if you have things that call virtual machine contributor or something like that, well, these roles have different kind of actions that are allowed to that you are allowed to do. And to determine if your account has access to do something on a specific resource, well, we look and see if you have been assigned a role that contains the action that you want to do, and if that role is assigned to this specific Azure resource. We have a lot of built-in roles that you can use, things like owner, contributor, reader, virtual machine contributor, virtual network contributor, and many more. And we will probably add more of these as we go on. Access to a resource is granted to an Azure Active Directory user by assigning a role to them on a specific Azure resource. These roles can be assigned to users, but also to groups and to service principals. So if you probably have an on-premise Active Directory, and you are probably used to do it like this. You give access to a group, and then you add people, users, to the group. And this is how we want you to do it in Azure as well, because it's just so much better and so much easier to handle and manage. So you can give roles to a specific organizational user, and you can also give a role to an external Microsoft account. So it doesn't actually need to be in your Active Directory when you give this role. And I will show you later on how that looks. But as I told you, the way to do it is to assign roles to an Azure Active Directory security group. Managing access via groups is best practice, and this is how you do it on premise, and this is how we should do it in the cloud. And if you have if you work with synchronization and you synchronize your Active Directory and things like that to the cloud, you probably already have groups, security groups, and maybe you can use the same groups and people will be familiar with these groups, and you will probably already have a process and everything for how to work with these groups. And then you can just extend that way of working to from your on-premises to the cloud. You can also work with services, with service identities, and they are represented as service principles in the directory. And you can give access to resources to services by assigning roles with PowerShell. Access does not, of course, need to be granted to the entire subscription. That's the whole point. So you can assign a role for a resource group and also for an individual resource. And if you give someone access to a resource group, if you say that a group is the owner of a resource group, this is inherited down, so they will also be the owner of everything that exists in that resource group. So if you move down in this hierarchy, you inherit your access. You can also mix things up. So for example, you can have a group that has the reader role for an entire resource group. But for the virtual machines in this resource group, they are a contributor or an owner. So you can do things like that as well. So you give a group of people access to read and look at everything, but they are only allowed to change and edit some specific resources in these groups. So that's also a way to work with this. If you have co-administrators that are already added to your subscription, they will continue to have full access to the Azure portal and to the APIs. If you compare this to the role-based access control, they are assigned the owner role at the subscription level. So the subscription in itself is a resource, and the co-administrators are owner of that subscription. However, if you give someone access to the Azure resources using role-based access control, they will not have the same access. They will not have access to things in the old Azure portal and the older APIs. So you need to be aware of this. And if you, for example, add someone to the owner role of your subscription using role-based access control, they are not made co-administrators of the subscription. So you need to aware that both of these worlds exists and coexists. So you will need to manage that somehow. If you wish to grant access to a user to a resource that isn't yet available to be managed in the new portal, you still need to add them to the subscription as co-administrators. So it may be that for a while you will need to work with both role-based access control and with co-administrators. So how does this look and how does this work? Let's take a look by going to the portal. So here we are in the Azure portal, still in preview. We go to browse all and we find a resource group that I have created a while ago. It's called RG Temp. And from here, I can go to access and add new roles. So I add a contributor. And here I work with users and not with groups, even though you're supposed to do it with groups when you do this for real. So I add me and I get a notification saying that I was added. So now I am a contributor to this resource group. Very simple. If I want to remove a user or a group, I just click here and say remove. And I also get a notification when this is completed. So let's try something else. let's go to my subscription and add an external user. So I go to add, and I want these external users to be the owner of my subscription. And I use my private email like that and press select and OK. And I will get a notification. This is working. This external user is added to my Azure Active Directory and is added as an owner of this subscription. So let's start up a new browser and go to manage.windowsazure.com and log on with this Microsoft account. You are probably familiar with this login screens. So, log on, and you will now see that this Microsoft account actually has access to my entire Azure subscription. And maybe that's a good idea, maybe it's not. But as you can see, everything here is available to me, and I can do pretty much everything. I don't really trust myself, so let's remove that and do something else. We go back to the resource group that we worked with earlier and go to access and add, and we add the same user, my personal Microsoft account, but as a reader, like that. That feels better. Now I won't be able to ruin everything. And let's go back to the other browser, log in with my personal account. And before, when I went to the resource groups, I could list and add, edit, and do everything. Now, if I go with all the different resource groups, now when I go to the resource groups, you will see that I can only look at this particular resource group. And I'm not really able to do anything with it. I cannot add new resources. The only thing I can do is I can click on the different resources and I can look at them. I can see that they are running. I can see how they are configured. But I cannot change a thing. And that was it for this portal demo of role-based access control. So let's also see how you can work with role-based access controls with PowerShell. We have some basic commands that I'm gonna walk you through. We have the get Azure role assignment, which gives us everything. We can, for example, see here that this account has access to a certain virtual machine. This account is the owner of this virtual machine. We can also use get Azure role assignment and with some parameters like resource group name and a specific user and a specific role. So if we run this, we get back the properties for this. It's my external account, and it's the reader, and it's for the resource group with this name. And here we can see the actions that we talked about earlier, that this person can read, the owner up here, they can do everything. We can also get a list of all the role definitions, like this. website contributor, web plan contributor, and you can see here what kind of actions these different roles can do. Virtual machine contributor, storage account contributor, and so on. So get Azure role definition. If we want to create a new role assignment at the resource group, we can run the command new Azure role assignment. We tell Azure what user and what role and what resource group, and we run this command. And we get a summary here. Now this account is reader on this resource group. We can also do this on a group level by using the flag object ID. We can also do it like this. If we have a variable that we call resources, and in that variable we put all our resources, we can now run this variable and get a list of all our resources. And then I can do like this. New role assignment, the user, the role, and we can use this variable to set the scope. So resources, if we look at this one, if we run just that one, this is, for example, a resource group that is called Autoscale IT Camp. And then we can run this and create role assignment that way. So that's some of the PowerShell commands that you will need to learn and use when if you want to administrate role-based access control using PowerShell. And by that, this final part of this course is over. We have come to an end. Hopefully you have learned a lot and now you have a good overview of what the Azure Resource Manager means for you as an IT implementer, how you can use it to work with resources and resource groups, and how you can work with PowerShell, and how you can work with templates, and finally how you can work with role-based access control. So this is what in some videos and documentation and things like that, we refer to this as IaaS version 2. So, and some in other places, we just refer to it as Azure Resource Manager. So call it what you want. This is how infrastructure in Azure will work from now on. Thanks a lot for listening. I hope this was rewarding for you. It was a pleasure to record it, and please get back to me if you have any kind of questions. You will find my email and my Twitter and everything like that in the first chapter of this course, and you can probably find my blog if you do a search. So thanks a lot, and good luck with your infrastructure in the cloud.